Good morning, Lewis. Ready to dive into today's business news?
Morning, Alice. Definitely, there's a lot to unpack, especially with the latest on AI and energy use.
I see. So the head of Hitachi Energy is sounding the alarm about how AI data centers are spiking electricity use.
Exactly. Andreas Skierenbeck is warning that these huge surges in power demand at data centers could strain the grid, especially with renewables already being a bit unpredictable.
Right, so he's comparing it to something else.
He says AI data centers are very different from regular office data centers because they spike up suddenly, using 10 times their normal consumption in seconds.
Wow, that is so cool, but also a bit concerning. So what's his main point?
He argues that no other industry would be allowed to operate with such volatile power use, like a smelter needing to coordinate with utilities ahead of time. He thinks similar rules should apply to AI data centers.
I see, so it's not just about the total power used, but the unpredictable spikes.
Exactly. While most of the concern has been about the sheer volume of power, Skierenbeck is one of the first to highlight the big peaks and troughs in demand caused by AI algorithms.
Right, and what's the bigger picture here?
The International Energy Agency predicts data center electricity consumption will double to 945 terawatt hours by 2030, more than the current power used by Japan.
Oh wow, so countries are already reacting.
Yes, Ireland and the Netherlands have already restricted the development of new data centers due to concerns about their impact on the electricity network.
What about solutions? Are there any suggestions to help balance this out?
Analysts at Rystad Energy suggest that AI's power demands could help stabilize grids if tech companies set a maximum power limit for processing and schedule training when renewables are plentiful.
That makes sense, but what about Hitachi Energy itself?
Good question. Hitachi Energy was formed in 2020 from the $11 billion takeover of ABB Power Grids and is at the center of a global shortage of power transformers.
Right, and how bad is the shortage?
Skierenbeck estimates it will take up to 3 years to ease. The company has an order backlog worth $43 billion, up from $14 billion 3 years ago.
I see. What's causing the delay?
There's a shortage of specialist contractors who can build the reinforced flooring needed for manufacturing transformers that weigh hundreds of tons.
Oh, that's a limiting factor. So what's Hitachi Energy planning to do about it?
They plan to invest $6 billion to increase production capacity and hire an additional 15,000 workers by 2027 to meet orders from utilities and grid infrastructure providers.
That's quite a big investment. It shows just how critical transformers are to the grid.
Definitely. Without these transformers, it's going to be hard to keep up with the demand from AI and the broader energy transition.
So to wrap up, it's all about managing the volatility of AI's power use and scaling up transformer production to keep the lights on.
Exactly. And it's going to take collaboration between governments, tech companies, and energy providers to make it work.
Thanks for breaking that down, Lewis. That's all for today's episode of UK Business Morning. Join us tomorrow for more insights.
Goodbye, everyone. Have a great day.